The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And by that, we welcome you to Horton, Kansas for high school basketball this evening here on Care Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. It is Horton playing host to Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody. It's Joseph in the studio tonight. Yay, Joseph. He's our producer and engineer and taking care of all the difficult things. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Happy to have you along. A crowd that has been good and is continuing to fill into the gym here tonight. Looking forward to a good game, good crowd, lots of fun here in Horton, Kansas tonight. Speaking of having some fun, the PA guys having some fun. He's introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me get in on some of that and introduce them to you. First of all, for the home team, the Lady Chargers of Horton High School and her head coach, Zach Nelson. Horton coming into the game tonight, 3-12 on the season, 1-10 in the conference, and they're going to be starting freshman Kara Covers Up and freshman JoJo Switch. They're going to be out there with sophomore Piper Chartier, junior Ashton Keough, and the senior Maddie Sturton. For Jefferson County North, and head coach Steve Dole, his assistant Rich Jobbins, JCN, into the game after the win at home on Friday over MHMA. They are now a 9-6 team, 7-4. In the conference, Coach Nolan is going to be starting Claire Jobbins and Macy Thompson, seniors. You're going to have Emily Langley, Clara Johnson, and Abby Laird, juniors. And we'll be back with the tip-off right after this.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
City. Knees huddled up around the respective coaches, and we are about ready to get underway with this first of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. JCN at Wharton. Lots of basketball coming up this week and every week for the next month or so as the season is in full tilt. And tomorrow we'll have Benedictine Raven basketball here on CARE. We'll be in Nebraska as it'll be BC at Peru State. 5:30 for the ladies and 7:30 for the guys. So we have that coming up on the schedule. But before that, we are having the Battle of the Chargers, the Jefferson County North Chargers and the Wharton Chargers. So bear with me as we do the mascot tangle here tonight. We're set to go. The ball goes up, the tip away. It'll be controlled out by Wharton. We're underway. So Wharton with the basketball going from left to right across your dial in this opening quarter. Around to the left side. Wharton's going to work it over to Ashton. Keel will dump it over to the baseline right. And it's going to be Chartier. JCN starting off in a little 2-3 zone, and they have so far in this early part of the game really denied access into the middle. Now the long cross-court pass is going to be just a little too tall, out of the reach of JoJo Switch, and it's going to go out of bounds back to Jefferson County North. JCN will have its first touch of the basketball this evening. Up the floor is going to be Claire Jobbins. Claire will kick it over to the right side, taken there by Langley. Looks into the middle. We're going to have the same thing on the other end of 2-3 zone. Turnaround shot. Laird is off the mark. Rebound offensive board. Followed up. No. Rebound offensive board. Followed up. No. Tip down. Another offensive board. And we will have a foul in the interim on the floor. Official's going to let us know that early on, JoJo Switch will have her first foul of the game. And we are 45 seconds in. Some JCN will be putting it a play at their offensive baseline. They'll kick into the left side with a three-point shot. Set sail too strong. And a rebound cleared away by Chartier. Piper comes down with a basketball. And on the other end, jumper's good. It's going to be Maddie Sturton picking up her first bucket of the ball game. And it is a 2-0 Wharton lead. The feed down to the left block. The shot goes up. Deflected. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Wharton. Up front with a basketball. It's going to be Chartier. Now they'll feed it into the lane. It's going to be knocked away. Langley will pick it up. And back up the floor is going to come at JCN. Clara will bring it up. Kicks it over to Claire. To the baseline right. Looking into the middle is going to be Langley. Emily, no room, brings it back out on top. Here's Jobbins for three, and Thompson Winwin won't go in. The long rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, and it will be off Wharton, JCN basketball. 6:21 to go in the opening quarter. It is an early 2-0 lead for the home team here tonight. Abby Laird will do the inbound, kicks it over to the left side, Jobbins. Down to the left block, Macy Thompson, and reaching in, she gets tied up by Maddie Sturton. Jump ball. Possession should go to Jeff North. Here we go. They're going to get that. Started to point it the wrong direction. And now, Laird will be putting it in play again right beneath the bucket. Looking in. But it goes way out on top. Gets it there to Jobbins. Jobbins over to the right side. Johnson in the middle. It comes. Laird on the floor. One time shot. Ripped out of her hands from behind it. Batted away. Sturton coming out strong defensively in this game for Wharton. They'll bump it down to the baseline left where the three-point shot is up and good. Ashton Keough. It is 5-0. Wharton with the early lead. 5:50 to go in the first. JCN still looking to try to get something on the board. They've had some looks. Here's a 12-footer that won't go in. Wharton rebounds it away. Swept clear by Kara covers up. And Wharton into the forecourt with it. Chartier. Brings it off on top. Gets it there to Switch. Dumps it over to the left side. That's going to be Keough with it. They feed it in the middle looking for Sturton, and Laird will bat it away. This is going to be a really good matchup in the middle between Laird and Sturton. Now we're going to get our first substitution in the game. Checking in for the Wharton Lady Chargers, we're going to get Carly Hutless. Here's a three. Just short. Rebound up and halfway down and out. And now JCN is going to come up with it. JCN with the basketball. Goes left side. Laird has it knocked out of her hand. back up, goes up, misses shot, rebound, picked back up by Laird, goes up, gets batted again. But this time it will result in a foul. And that is going to be on Piper. It'll be her first and Horton team foul two. It looks like the Horton game plan is just get after it. They're chasing the ball. They're being very scrappy. They're being very aggressive defensively, and it's working for them here early. And Abby Laird's free throw will not fall in. She'll have one more shot. Looking to get the first JCN point of the evening. 5:03 to go in the opening quarter. 5-0, Horton with the early lead in this high school girls game. One more shot coming up for Abby Laird. The junior sends it. In and out, no good. Rebound. Pulled out by Sturton. Here comes Horton. Already leading it 5-0, the Horton Chargers running up the floor. Skip pass over to the right side, thinking about the feed in the middle. There it goes. Pass underneath, all alone, off the window, and good. Kara covers up for two. And JCN in a jam early. They're down 7-0. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Out on top of the bounce, come on, it's going to be Clara. Johnson goes over to the right side. Here's Langley. Back to Johnson. Bounces out on top. Step it inside. Here's Jobbins. Nope. Rebound. Sturton handed. Going to be wrenched away from her. Over to the right side. Jobbins off the window. Can't hit it. Rebound. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. This could be on Kara. Yes. The aggressive play is also being reflected in the early foul count with 4:20 to go. So almost halfway through the opening quarter. It is 3 fouls by Horton, none yet by JCN, and Coach Nolan's going to make a substitution. He's going to bring Jocelyn Seaver into the game. Lady Chargers with the basketball, so they're going to take out a forward and bring in an additional guard to handle the ball. Seaver will have it on top. She does not shoot a lot. Good ball handler, a good facilitator. She'll dish it over to the left side, the feed in the middle. Here's Langley, turns, shoots, and rattles one home, and JCN is on the board. Off the hand of Emily Langley. It is 7-2, 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side with it. It's going to be Horton. Hutfliss kicks it left, Sturton. She's well out above the circle on the left elbow. Feeds in the middle, Hutfliss, turnaround shot, soft, rebound, followed up and home, covers up two more. It is 9-2, Horton. And we're down to 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. The feed to the right lane. No room. Langley has it. The defense swarms her. Comes out on top. Clara Johnson will drive in. Go from 12 and knock it home. Clara Johnson's first bucket of the game. It is 9-4, Horton. And we have 3 minutes to go in the first. JCN sticking with that zone. Here's the feed into the center. No room. Batted away. It's going to be knocked loose in. 3 seconds is going to be called on Horton. Horton is going to make a couple of substitutions. Going to get Cameron Cabe. Let me fix that. It's Kaba. Cameron is in the game. And Kendall Knudsen. I can't even use their initials. They're both KKs. Here's a feed to the left side of the lane. The shot by Laird. Deflected. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Horton. Covers up. Dumps it over to the right side. The three shot. Perfect. Carly Huntless for three. It's now 12-4. Horton. We're down to 2.5 to play in the opening quarter of the girls' game. Along 2 foot of baseline right is going to be up and in. First bucket for Claire Jobbins. And I'm going to tell you, I'm constantly fighting the Claire Jobbins, Clara Johnson, so bear with me on that. Here's a runner in the middle. It rolls up and in. It covers up. Has six. It is 14. 14-6. Horton. Chase team with the ball. Over to the left side. Jobbins shot short. Followed up. Missed. Followed up. Macy missed. Rebound. Covers up. And she's knocked to the floor and they're going to call a travel. Well, a traveling violation called against Horton. And now Ashton Keough will return for the Horton Chargers and into the game for JCN. Back into the game is going to come Laird. And a feed to the right side as the shot goes up. We're going to have Emily Langley fouled coming to the free throw line. So that will now be the fourth foul here in the opening quarter by Horton. Free throw, no good. Not only the fourth foul, but it is maybe more importantly, or as importantly, the second foul on Kara Covers Up, the leading scorer so far in the game. She's got six. Langley's first free throw again. Did not go in. One more shot coming up here for Emily, and it is rolling out no good. Rebound Horton. Clearing ball. The ball down is going to be Kendall Knutson. The feed underneath. Kick back out on top. Squaring up. The three off to the right side. Does not go in. Rebound. Pulled back down. Followed up. And good! Kendall Knutson. 16-6. Horton. With a minute 23 to go. 10-point lead. And another turnover by Jeff North. Here comes Horton. They'll race it down the left side. Dump it way over to the left edge. Cameron has it. Back on top. The feed into the middle is going to be a little too tall. Huntless was trying to lob it into a lot of traffic to Knutson, but had just a little bit too much loft on the pass. It's out of reach. And with a minute to go in the opening quarter, here comes JCN. They do not want to end the opening quarter with a double-digit deficit, but Horton has been outstanding here in this first quarter. Comside with it is going to be Jocelyn. Here's a baseline three. Up, no good. Rebound Langley. Follows up, yes. Langley, the bright spot right now for JCN with 4 points, and it is 16-8. We're down to 40 seconds of play in the first. Horton with the ball right side. Comes to the elbow. Cross-court left side to Keough. Ashton swings it back to the right side. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. No good. Rebound. Jump ball. Yes. JCN bringing in a couple of substitutions. And for Horton, we're going to get Piper Chartier checking back in. 26 seconds left in the first. The ball belongs to Horton at their baseline on the alternate possession. Putting it in play is going to be Maddie. Sturton brings it up on top. Immediately the three goes up. It's short. Rebound. Taken away by Jefferson County North. Down the right side is going to be Jobbins. She'll dump it over to the right side. And in the game now for Coach Knoll is going to be Riley Thompson, a freshman. And she can't handle it. Gets away. Rebound. Taken to the other end of the floor. And as the shot goes up, a Jeff North foul. We're down to 8 seconds of play in the opening quarter. And at the free throw line for Horton is going to be Piper Chartier. Piper, a good shooter. Her first free throw rims around and spins out. One more shot coming up. Long, hard look at it. Gets it. Chartier with the first point of the ball game. It is now 17-8. Jason is going to have to hustle. 6 seconds. Five still on the backcourt. Across with three. Over to the right side. The feed to the free throw line. The turnaround at the buzzer. Not going in. And the first quarter is done. We'll be back here in Horton, Kansas. Second quarter of the girls game coming up. It's been exciting. The Horton Lady Chargers. 17. JCN 8.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Keep in mind, you don't want to get away from here because the guys' game coming up after this one. Lots of high school hoops tonight here on Cam Radio. Ladies' game going to the second quarter with the home team at Horton leading Jeff North 17-8. JC and Patience scoring by Emily Langley with four. to apiece for Claire Jobbins and Clara Johnson. For Horton, how about Kara covers up coming out of the blocks fast. The freshman has six, three apiece for Carly Hutless and Ashton Keogh. Sturton and Knutson, two apiece and one for Chartier. Possession arrow to JCN. They'll bring it in, and we are underway in the second quarter. Here's Jobbins with it. Comes out on top. Thompson. Macy pivoting with the left foot. Takes the back over to the right side. Johnson looks into the middle. Thompson, it goes to Laird just inside the circle at the top of the key. Now, she'll put it on the floor one time. Laird's shot is up, partially deflected, and rebounding it off the floor is going to come Chartier. Heifer will bring it down the right side, hold it up, dumps it off on top. JoJo switch, will swing it over to the left side to Keogh. Ashton dumps it down to the baseline left. They'll dish it off on top. Piper will pass up the three-point shot. Now the feet to the right block, driving across Chartier, dumps it back door. The layup won't drop. Beautifully executed, just didn't finish the shot. And then on the rebound, a jump ball called. It should be going to Horton, and it will be. Yeah. It will be Horton Charger basketball. Just underway here in the second quarter with 7:18 to go in the half. It'll come in at the baseline. And the inbound lob out on top to Ashton Keogh. Ashton will feed to the left side of the free throw line to Sturton. Crowd thought she got fouled. Apparently no. Back off on top is going to come. That's going to be Chartier. Over to the left side to Keogh. Good patience shown by Horton here with 7 minutes to go in the half. Back over to the left side. No room. Comes back off on top. And again, a three-second violation against Horton. It is their second so far here tonight. A little over a minute gone in quarter number two. It remains 17-8. Horton in front. Northeast Kansas League basketball. The dish to the right side. Here's a little jump shot. No. Offensive board followed up. There's two more for JCN, and the first points of the game for Macy Thompson. 17-10. Right side is going to be Sturton. She's deep in the right corner. No access. The JC in 2-3 zone, doing a pretty good job. But how Horton's been successful is they get that zone switching from side to side and flexing from side to side. A little collision. You heard a body hit the floor, and the ball's going to be picked up. Here comes Jobbins. It's a breakaway and layup. Got it. Player will have her fourth point of the game, and JC in closing the gap. It is now a 5-point game, and you're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Nelson. Horton taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it with him. What do you say? We're down two, about 6 minutes to go in the opening half. It is Horton 17, the Jeff North Lady Chargers 12.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Coming out of the timeout, Horton puts the ball in play, and JCN is going to steal it. JCN goes right side, and then looking for Langley. She was not aware of the ball coming her way. It bounces off her. Horton tries to save it in, loses it out of play. A break for Jeff North, and they'll have it in at their baseline. 5:50 to go in the first half. Laird out of the ball game, and back in will come Jocelyn Seaver. Three-point shot on its way. Won't go for Jobbins. Rebound. Cleared away by Chartier. Here comes Horton. Horton in the home whites with blue. Jefferson County North in the Kelly green with white and black. Pass slapped out of bounds by Jeff North. It'll be put in play right in front of head coach Noel by Horton. And they're back on offense. So feed over to the left block. The turnaround shot too soft. And the rebound off the miss by Maddie Sturton comes down to JCN. 5.5 to go in the half. It's a 5-point game. Swing pass over to the left side. Johnson, left side of the free throw line. Langley tries to go into the middle. Lobs it over to the right side to Jocelyn. receiver, little left-hand dribble, works it out to the top, pulls it up, kicks it back over to the right side. Jobin underneath Langley, turns, shoots it high off the window and missed it. Rebound, J.C. and fighting among themselves for it, and now the ball is going to be shot, missed. Seaver rebounds it down. Jobin goes three, can't get it. Rebound again, Thompson, can't get it. And finally, a foul call on Horton. J.C. dominating the rebounding column, but not the scoreboard. It is still a 17-12 game. Back to the free throw line comes Jeff North, and it'll be Macy Thompson. First of two? No. So J.C. Ian is 0-5 at the free throw line with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Horton is 1 of 2. Thompson eyes this one up and missed it. J.C. Ian 0-6 at the free throw line. And you do the math. You're 0-6 at the line and you trail by 5. You start going, man, we could be in a better spot than we are. Here's a feed to the right side. Covers up, gets tripped, and falls, and they got to call it a Horton turnover. Not sure if they called it for traveling or if she had slid out of bounds first, but either way, it's coming back to Jefferson County North. Macy Thompson out of the game for Jeff North. Laird is back in. For Horton, they're going to rotate JoJo Switch out of the game. And looks like Kira Covers Up is going to be back on the floor. 4:40 to go in the half. Jocelyn has it over on the left side. Lady Chargers bounce past to Laird. She'll come up flashing to the high post. Jocelyn to the baseline to Jobbins. Two-handed push pass right side. Johnson, long two, no. Rebound tipped out. Jobbins clears it down. Shot blocked. They're going to call a foul on Sturton. Maddie picked one up moments ago. Picks up another one right here. So both Maddie Sturton and Kara Covers Up for Horton have two fouls each. The free throw, no. And J.C. is now 0-7 at the free throw line. What do you bet? I know that what they'll be working on in practice tomorrow. Maybe. One more shot coming up for Jefferson County North and the senior, Claire Jobbins. Puts it. No good. 0-8 and the rebound. Abby Laird has it, loses her balance, puts it on the floor, turns and shoots, and they're going to call her for a travel. Even though we have 6 Horton fouls and one by JCN, the officials are not calling a ton of fouls because there's a lot of contact, a lot of getting together in the middle. No fouls being called. Horton goes left side. Kara squares up, and did she travel? Yeah. That square up, a matter of moving, it wouldn't have been so bad had she moved 1 foot, but she moved the second one a little bit to get herself positioned the way she'd hoped to be, and we'll turn it over. Jefferson County North back up the floor. Horton has not scored yet in the second quarter, and we are halfway through, just inside 4 minutes to go in the half. Laird, right side, Jobbins, steps inside the circle, passes up the shot, Johnson, thinking about it, wants it, can't get it. Laird will go 15, short, rebound, Horton, and Chartier's going to save the basketball. Piper bringing it up the floor, so swings it over to the right side. Back out on top, Piper Chartier. Long cross-court pass over to the left side. Going to be handled by Cameron. Baseline, Chartier, rainbow shot, good. Horton on the board in the second quarter. At 3:20, and they lead by 7. They've led by as many as 10. JCN has never led in this game. Lady Chargers right side, doubled up down there. Laird forces up the shot and will draw another foul. That was just a matter of having two defenders kind of collapsing down on her. She goes up strong and kind of leans in a little bit toward the rim. Able to draw the foul and see if JCN can break this 0-8 free throw shooting. Langley's already 0-2, and this one, no. 0-9 at the free throw line. Emily will have one more. Steadies it, puts it up. There it is. It is 19-13. And we have 3 minutes to play in the opening half of the girls' game. Horton with the lead, in with the basketball. On the left side is going to be covers up. Here it goes right side, out on top. Here's a straightaway three. No, rebounding it back down. Here comes Jeff North. Thompson with the board. Over to the left side is going to be Seaver. Jocelyn will start to dribble to the top. Feeds in the middle of Laird. On the floor, once, twice, goes up from eight. Has it stripped away. And we're going to get, I think, another foul on covers up. Our official is going to make his way to center circle here. Make the call. Kara will probably be checking out for the rest of the half. 2:43 to go. Coming to the free throw line, Abby Laird. That one, no. Abby's 0 for 3 at the line and has not scored yet tonight. So covers up. Will exit the game. Horton going to the bench, bringing Emily Keough in. JCN is the team now, 1 of 11, and this one, no, 1 of 12. Rebound, pulled down by Jobbins. She's doubled up, gets it away to Laird. Little power move in the lane, no. Rebound, cleared down by JC, or rather by Horton. And his three Chargers converge. Kendall Knutson is going to be fouled. It'll be only team foul two of the first half by Jeff Norrick. Going to be called against Abby Laird. 19-13. Horton up six. 2.5 to go first half. And we're going to get another foul. This one is going to be on JCN's Clara Johnson. The pass over to the right corner. Got to Piper Chartier. The defender thought she could get in there, maybe get a handle on that ball, tip it away, but a little too close. Made some contact, and we'll have her first foul. Back in play will come for Horton with 2:27 to go in the half. The ball comes out on top. Chartier back over to the right side. It's going to be Ashton Keough. Chartier, they'll swing it around to the left side. Now I think into the lane, feeding across at the baseline, the shot from underneath, beautiful movement of the basketball, and Ashton Keough has five. 21-13. We're down to 2 minutes to go, second quarter. That racket you hear in the background, that's cheering from the Horton boys team for their counterpart. The shot misses, the rebound Laird, follow shot misses, the rebound Laird, follow shot misses, and a rebound to Horton. JCN missing the bunnies, missing the free throws, and it's coming to haunt them as they trail by eight with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. And there's going to be, oh, an offensive foul. I thought maybe a travel. I didn't see the offensive foul. Our official is going to come up and let us know. I'm not sure against whom. It's going to be on Carly Hutless. So Carly's first, and now nine already. Team fouls by Horton. Minute and a half to go with a half. Here comes JC in. Jobbins out on top, Langley. Looking in. Her cross-court pass batted away, and it's going to get away out of bounds. Good, quick hands by JoJo Switch. Jocelyn Seaver will put it in play just in the forecourt. Goes down to the baseline, the feet underneath. Macy for two. Macy Thompson, 21-15. And we've got a minute 15 to go, second quarter. Horton with the basketball. They've led the entire game. They'll go three here. Rims out and rebound Johnson. Clara will bring it up the floor herself. We're down to a minute to play in the opening half. The feed to the right block. That spinning shot missing. Just way too hard, and I really think Macy Thompson anticipated some contact underneath there and went up a little strong, shot it across the rim, and here comes Horton. 50 seconds left in the half. They're going to back it away, and you can be sure that Coach Nelson's saying, ladies, let's be very patient. Let's take a nice lead into the locker room. Now here's a cross-court pass. Anticipated. Stolen. Here comes Jobbins. Shot is good. Claire, that's just a high basketball IQ. She saw that pass coming. Here's the feed in the middle of Keough, back out on side. 25 seconds left in the half. Horton flexing the ball around the outside. Stepping in is going to be Ashton. Back out on top, it'll go. Getting there is going to be Huntless. Here's a three from the right elbow. Off the rim two times, no good. Rebound to get down to Langley. JT's going to have to hurry. 7 seconds, six. At five, they get across the timeline. Left side, Jocelyn. And she's going to turn it over with the travel. Horton will have to hurry. 2 seconds to get a shot off before halftime. It's going to be put in play from the 20-foot mark deep in the backcourt. They're going to bring it in to Piper. She'll bring it in on the floor one time. Heaving with all her might. It's off the backboard and off the rim. But it does not go in. A valiant effort sends these two teams into the locker rooms at halftime. And we'll be back to summarize it for you as they go to the break. Horton's Lady Chargers 21. Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
Well, it's been an exciting girls game. The guys coming out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got their game coming up after this one, so stay with us. A quick halftime summary. First of all, for Jefferson County North, pacing away, Claire Jobbins with six, Emily Langley 5-4 for Macy Thompson, and Clara Johnson with two. For Horton, half a dozen for Kara covers up. Ashton Keough has 5-3 apiece. Piper Chartier and Carly Huntless, and with two, Kendall Knutson and Maddie Sturton. For JCN, the problem is missing shots, and they missed a lot of them. In fact, at the free throw line, they are 1 of 12 in the first half. For Horton, great hustle, great defense, but it's cost them with some fouls. Kara covers up three. Maddie Sturton has two at intermission. We'll be back bringing you the second half of the ladies' game live, and, of course, the guys' game coming up. But right now, with the halftime score, Horton 21 and Jeff North 17. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Yay, it's halftime.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Thank you. Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you high school basketball with Tom Couts on the road at Horton as JCN and Horton are meeting up tonight. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be on the road as well. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the BC Peru State game. The ladies will take to the court at 5:30. The men will take to the court right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to SportsLook. SportsLook is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we will be with ACCHS as they travel to Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens hosting William Penn. Women's game at 2 p.m., men's game at 4. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Remember, FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we've got the Riverside Cyclones and Hiawatha Redhawks meeting up today. In the girls' game, the Redhawks are leading the Cyclones 23-13. Nemaha Central Thunder and Sabetha Blue Jays are meeting up, and at the half, the Lady Thunders are sitting at 25 points to Blue Jays 11. In the Troy-Wetmore game, it is Troy on top at 28 points at the half to Wetmore's 3. And in this game, we've got Horton leading JCN 21-17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Low dips down to about 27 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 46. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 30. Mid-40s Thursday. Upper 30s Friday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're recording 39.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 46%. Barometric pressure 30.23 inches of mercury. Dew point 20 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature on the skin of 39 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Horton, Kansas, the ladies game. Getting set to go to the second half, 21-17. Horton here at home with the lead. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing news and stuff, just doing stuff, all that stuff. Back in the studio, Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch with you here. The ball belongs to Jefferson County North to begin the second half, and we are underway. Looking out across the floor, it is going to be the original starting five out there for JC, and the baseline turnaround shot as quickly as that is going to be up and good by Macy Thompson. And it is 21-19, and what had been a 10-point Horton lead has been trimmed down to two. Baseline shot, right, no. Rebounding down, it's going to be Macy. JC in with Clara Javits, Macy Thompson, Emily Langley, Clara Johnson, and Abby Laird. Now JC is going to turn it over. Looking out across the floor for Horton. Carly Hutless will draw the start in the second half instead of Kara Covers Up, who's out with three fouls right now. You're going to have Ashton Keough and Piper Chartier, Maddie Sturton, and JoJo Switch. Horton with the basketball, their first possession of the second half. They'll feed it to the left side of the free throw line, bring it back off on top. JoJo passes underneath, and it's going to be stolen away by Langley. Again, Emily with good anticipation of the pass, gets in front of it, and JCN with a chance to tie it up or with a long shot take a lead, something they have not had today. Beautiful entry pass, another two up and in for Macy. She's got eight and leads all scores, and we are tied at 21. Horton scoring only 4 second quarter points after putting 17 on the board in the opening quarter. We're down to 6.5 to play in the third. Tie it again at 21. First time this game has been even since the start. Here's a feed. The shot up underneath. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Laird. And here comes JCN. The feed into a lot of traffic stolen by Horton. That pass into the lane was really into the thick of a group of white jerseys. And Horton is going to turn it over on the upcourt play. Back into the game for Coach Zach Nelson and the Lady Horton Lady Chargers is going to be Kendall Knudsen. We're inside 6 to go in the third. 21-21. And JC in up the court. There's a long cross-court pass. Jobbins nearly travels. Gets it down over to the left side to Langley. Back again, Jobbins. She'll head for the baseline. Puts up a runner that misses. Nice rebound. Laird with a put back in. And Abby Laird gives with her first points of the night. JC in his first lead of the game at 23-21. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's a three from the left side, off the front lip of the rim. The offensive putback is going to be good. JoJo Switch gets her first bucket of the game. Horton ties it again at 23. Horton looking to that defense. It looks like kind of a little matchup zone. Here's a pass down low. It's going to be taken away by Horton. An errant pass that kind of bounded around a little bit. Horton's going to pick up the loose basketball, and up court with it they will come. Now the pass into the middle, and stolen by Laird. And it looked almost as if the ball had been tied up by Kendall Knudsen, but they are going to call a foul, and it is going to be on J. Jeff North. The foul is going to be on Abby. It'll be her second, first foul of the second half. Here's a three from the left side. No. Offensive rebound, a putback block. Look for the rebound, jump off. Trying to get the putback for Horton. Kendall Knutson wouldn't fall for her. She comes back down with the ball. Langley ties her up. Jump ball back will come again to the Horton Lady Chargers. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. 23-23 girls high school ball game. Tom Sinek comes back over to the right, and it's taking an eye off it for a moment. It will escape Ashton Keough, and Horton will turn it over. Here comes Jefferson County North once again. JCN will cross at the center. Johnson has it. Goes right side. Back into the game is going to be Jocelyn Seaver. Here's Jobbins for three. No. And a rebound. Trace down in the corner and taken down by Horton. Piper Chartier will come up with the ball, bring it up the floor, dish it right. Back out of top, Piper. Keough left side, down to the baseline. They'll lob it down to the block. Triple teamed underneath. And now having pulled the ball down waist high, Kendall Knutson gets tied up. Possession back now on the jump ball to Jeff North. We get a timeout? No, we're just getting a substitution. For Horton, they're going to bring Knutson out of the game and bring Emily Keough into the game. Midpoint of the third quarter. 4 minutes left. 23-23. Looks like there's going to be a lot of points early in this game. They're not now. Here's a turnaround shot from the left side. Langley and JCN beginning to use its height to its best advantage. Again, something they did with great success on Friday. Turnaround shot in the lane is going to be wide to the right side by Emily. And on the rebound, players go to the floor, jump off. JCN in front. Abby Laird comes back into the game. She'll be in there for Langley this time. Here's a three. Wide left. Rebound. Cleared away by Jeff North. Clara Johnson sweeps it down. Brings it all the way to the wing. Dribbles it back out on top. Stops at the top of the key. Right side Seaver. Beautiful bounce pass. Abby off the window for two. Seaver the assist. And Abby Laird has four. It is now 27-23, and JCN has built its largest lead of the night. We're at 3:10 to go in the third quarter, and we're going to get a Horton timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break with 3:10 to go in the third. Your score, the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 27, Horton 23.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community
minded,
that's my bank.
Continues to filter into the gymnasium here in Horton, Kansas. Guys, game still to follow, so we encourage you to stick around with us for that one. Right now, though, JCN has come from a double-digit deficit early in the game to take a four-point lead. It will be Horton ball coming and playing right in front of head coach Nelson and the Horton bench. It comes into Piper Chartier. She'll tip it over to the right side, and now the pass to the right block is out of the reach of Kara as covers up, has come back into the game with those three fouls. She's been a real offensive presence for Horton. Here's a shot from underneath, and Jocelyn gets fouled and will come to the free throw line. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. Maybe on Emily. It will be Emily Keough's first. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Horton. No fouls to speak of in the second half of this game. One by each team. And the first free throw for Jocelyn is up, and it will not go in. One more shot coming up here as JCN is now 1 for 13 at the free throw line tonight. And 1 for 14. Still a 27-23 lead. Jefferson County North in front. Here they come. Horton up the floor. Quick pass over to the left side. Handled there by Carly Hutless. They'll dump it right. Chartier down to the baseline. Keogh, the shot from underneath. Off the rim two times. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled down by Langley. Here comes Jeff North. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, this has become an extraordinarily low-scoring game. And here's a pass that's going to get away out on top. And Chase Dean will turn it over. Coach Steve Noel on the far side in front of his bench. Palms down, telling his team, slow down, relax a little bit. Seaver will check out, and Jeff North has its original starting five out there. Jobbins, Thompson, Langley, Johnson, and Laird. The feed comes out, and Chartier thought about the shot. Instead goes to Keogh. She's in trouble, and as she pivots to try to get three of the defenders who are swarming her, they're going to call her for a travel. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Still a 27-23 lead. Here comes Jeff North. J.C. in going now. Left to right across your dial in the second half. Jobbins gets it to Langley. Langley, one bounce into the lane. Shot up. Nope. Offensive rebound. Thompson slapped out of her hands. Knocked out of bounds. And it is going to be Jeff North basketball. Horton is going to bring Maddie Sturton back into the game also. Returning to the floor is going to be Ashton Keogh. So it looks like the starting five back out there for Coach Zach Nelson. Inside 2 minutes to go, third quarter. The turnaround shot, no. Rebound taken away by Sturton. Maddie, just a good move into the middle, and it's going to be taken away. Here comes Horton, trailing by four. Sturton way upstairs with a very high post, way high between the circles. Kicks it over to Kara. Covers up. Feeds at the baseline. Now the ball is going to be lost. Loose on the floor. Taken down by Emily Langley. JC in coming back the other way. Lots of turnovers for these two teams tonight. Minute 20 to go in the third. Still a 4-point JC in lead. Here's Johnson for three. Up the rim. Two times. No good. And a rebound. Pulled down by Laird. Can't get the follow. Pulled back down and pushed up and in by Macy Thompson. Macy with 6 in the quarter, now 10 in the ball game, and it's a 29-23 lead. And we've got a minute 4 to go in the third quarter. The pass into the middle, batted away. Here comes Jeff North. They will drive and shoot, and we're going to get a foul on Maddie. Sturton is going to collect her, let me do my math here, third, I believe. It will be 3 fouls on Maddie Sturton. Coming to the line, JCN. Boy, this has been their kryptonite tonight, and that one is perfect. Clara Johnson hits her first free throw tonight. And we're going to have a trio of substitutions coming in for Horton. We'll be picking them up as we go along here. Inside a minute to go in the third. Horton, 4 points in the second quarter, only 2 points here in the third. And now, as perfect as the first free throw was for Clara, the second one, not so much. It is 30-23. 50 seconds to go. Yep, we're getting a timeout. Joseph, let me recap that, if I may. We got a timeout on the floor. It's 54 seconds to go in the third. The score, Jeff North 20, or rather Jeff North 30 now, and Horton 23.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
return to Horton, Kansas. And the Horton Lady Chargers put the ball in play for the backcourt. Up the floor they come. Ashton Keough handles it. Horton has just had all kinds of offensive woes now the last two quarters. In the lane, two-handed shot is up. It does not go in, but a foul called. And Horton will come to the free throw line in the person of Kendall Knutson. Again, Horton, 17 points in the opening quarter, 4 in the second quarter, and only 2 here in the third. And that free throw is not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Kendall Knutson. She is another senior on this Horton team. Long look, second shot. No, we'll get neither of them. And a battle for the rebound. It's on the floor. The scrum for the ball. Take it away by Horton. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Horton continues to possess the ball. They'll feed into the lane. On the floor one time. The shot is up and good. Kendall Knutson for 2. 30-25. And we've got 20 seconds left. Chase in with lots of time to run the offense. Kip comes out on top. Lang will have it just above the free throw line. Over to the left side to Jobbins. 10 seconds. Jobbins goes over to the left block. She'll put the shot up from the outside. No. Rebound. Pulled back down. Langley puts it up and in. Langley knocks it down. The third quarter ends, and we will be back. We've got a timeout on the floor here in Horton, Kansas. After three quarters of the ladies' game, it is Jefferson County North 32, Horton 25.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
We're back for the fourth quarter of the girls' game. And what a turn this game has taken. Jaycean has gotten hot. Horton has not followed suit. Find themselves trailing. 32-25, Horton. Third quarter. Here we go. JC with a basketball to begin things here in the fourth. It's got to be Johnson with it. Left side to Macy Thompson. Back out top side it goes to Johnson at the free throw line. Now to the left block. And a little contact, a whistle and a foul call. Now it's going to be on Horton. And it will be the second foul tonight for Piper Chartier. And only team foul 3 of the second half by Horton. JCN, they've committed only 2 second half fouls. And now as the feed comes in into the middle, reaching around to bat it away, that's going to be Kendall Knutson picking up a foul. So Kendall will have her first foul. It'll be now team foul 4. Knutson out of the ball game for Horton and back into the lineup. We're going to get Maddie Sturton. 7:35 to play in the ladies' game. It comes into Johnson. She'll dump it over to the left side. Jobbins in the middle. Abby turns and travels. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. I thought Abby had maybe left her feet going up with the little jump shot about 8 feet straight away. But the defender was right there in front of her. Maddie Sturton's arms outstretched. The official's going to call a jump ball, possession arrow, Horton. 7:20 to go in the game. Sturton, cross-court pass, stolen away. Here comes JCN. They've got a 3-on-3. The feed underneath, the turnaround shot, rolls across the rim, and it's going to be saved in down deep at the baseline. Horton, Ashton Keough, coming up with the basketball, coming off the Left side, she'll go to JoJo. She is a scorer. Or excuse me, Kara. Kara covers up her 8th point of the game. It is 32-27. And we've got 6:50 to go. Here's a 15-footer. Langley wide to the left side. Rebound taken down by Horton. Sturton bringing it up the right side in front of the scorer's table. Feeds to Kara. She will dish it off to the left and gets fouled on the floor. I'm going to tell you, Kara covers up is a difference maker out of the floor for Horton. Second foul of the game for Clara Johnson for JCN. Covers up, skips it over to Chartier. Little baseline jump shot, no good. Macy rebounds it down. Here comes Jefferson County North. Chavez had gotten all the way down the floor, but they did not see her on that little outlet. They will bring it over to her left side now. She'll skip it over to Laird. Back it'll go to Jobin. 6:15 to go in the game. The pass to the right side is taken down by Thompson. Clara Johnson to Laird. She's in the lane for the longest time. Her shot is up and no. Followed up and no. And we're going to rebound it back down. Here comes Horton. Kiowa taking down the left side. Kicks it over to Kara. The pass way too tall. The inertia of running down the floor, I think, gave that pass just a little bit more velocity and loft, and it gets way out of bounds. Coach Nelson taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. 5:58 to go in the game. Jeff North, 32, Horton, 27.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Looking out on the floor for JCN. We are going to have Jocelyn Seaver with Claire Jobbins and Emily Langley, Clara Johnson, and Macy Thompson driving down into the lane, and that driving shot does not go in, but it does send Claire Jobbins to the free throw line. JCN tonight is up to now 2 of 14 at the free throw line, so they're getting better. Coach Nola, no grief about that. First free throw, rattles and rattles and rattles, and it went in. 7 points tonight for Claire Jobbins. She'll look over to the second one, and that one is not going in. Wait, we have a lane violation? We do, so a reprieve for Jobbins. She's got 6 points, 7 points now after that free throw tonight. She'll send the second one up. Will it help? Yeah, it did. That added a point for JCN, making it now 34-27. And the clock rolling at 5:40 left in the game. Kara goes left side, back on top. The three is set sail, but short. And an offensive rebound is going to be saved by Horton to the right side for three. Won't fall. Another offensive board followed up, won't fall. Another offensive board followed up and foul call. Come to the line is going to be Kendall Knutson. We'll see against whom for JCN that whistle is going to be. It is going to be the second foul on Macy Thompson. And it will be JCN team foul 4. One more shot coming up. And that one rolls out. No good. So both free throws not going to fall. Here comes Jefferson County North. And the ball's going to be stolen by Horton. They come back the other way again and nearly turn it over into backcourt. Piper lost it for a minute, but was able to save it before it gets out of bounds. Horton with the basketball. Left side, Kara covers up. Way out on the wing to switch. She's two steps above the three-point circle. And we're going to get a three-second violation. So Horton will give it back, and we've got 5 minutes to play. Laird back into the game. Laird is in, and Macy Thompson comes out. Horton will also make a couple of adjustments to the five on the floor. And here comes Jeff North, 34-27 JCN. And they will throw it away on the upcourt play. Just a side-to-side pass, and I don't know if no one anticipated it coming or just what happened there, but it was not really a terrible pass. Probably just coming at an unusual time in the trip up court. Now here's a pass in the middle that's going to be thrown away. And a one-on-one break down the floor. Driving in, Jobbins gets D'd up, will turn and launch one. Somehow it goes in high off the glass. And that's where an experienced player like Claire Jobbins, you play those, the geometry of those shots. The ball's going to be knocked away and saved. And then we're going to get a foul called on Jobbins. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the game. Jason is going to take Langley out and bring Macy Thompson back in. Here comes Horton with the basketball. They are down 9 and now. We're going to get a little contact in the lane. And it's going to be another JCN foul. This one I suspect on Abby. It'll be her third. 4:24 to go. JCN with 6 fouls. So that means Horton coming to the free throw line for the rest of the game. The pass into the middle is loose on the floor. Batted around Johnson. Going to pick it up and dribble it out of traffic and double dribbles the ball, and Horton will have it back again. We're down to 4:14 to play. This fourth quarter's taking a minute. These coaches substituting relentlessly. JCN has gone 6 deep, basically. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane. It goes all the way around the horn. Won't fall for Kara this time. 4 minutes to play. And a 9-point Jeff North lead. After a tremendously strong opening quarter, Horton's offense has just gone AWOL. Bounce to the right side of the free throw line. Langley hands it back over. Jobbins from about 12 or 13 doesn't get it. The follow shot does. That's going to be 2 more for Macy Thompson, and she's got a dozen. So Macy with a dozen, Claire Jobbins with 10 and 9 for Emily Langley. Leads away for Jeff North. 3.5 to go in the game. Right side with it is going to be Horton and Ashton Keough. Back out on top, it'll go to Piper. Chartier dishes it over to Kara, and his cover's up. Starts her move into the lane. She's going to be fouled, and that may be on Jocelyn. It'll be her second. And that will bring Horton to the free throw line. So Horton coming to the line. And coming up there is going to be Kara covers up. Her 8 points leads her team. She has not had a free throw opportunity tonight. And her first one will not go. Rebound, Jobbins. Here's a spinning shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good by Langley, and she's at 11. It is now 40-27, and we've got 3 minutes to go. The combined free throw shooting for these two teams is phenomenal. And now we're going to get a jump ball in the middle. JCN has improved to 3-for-16. Horton is 1-of-7. So that makes these two teams combined to be, 4-of-23 at the free throw line tonight. And a timeout's been taken. Joseph, we're going to take it. What do you think about that? We're inside 3 minutes to go in the ladies' game here in Horton, Kansas. It is Jeff North 40, the Horton Lady Chargers 27.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Coming off the bench for Horton, which is the first team on the floor. We're going to have Emily Keough and Kara Covers up. Looks like Carly Hutless is out there. Who else are going to have? Certainly Piper Chartier. And running it out, Kara Covers up. Yeah, here we go. JCN up the floor. They've got the starting five. 2:48 to play. Chobbins, Thompson, Langley, Johnson, Laird. Here's the feed to the left side. The shot missing. Follow shot is up. A good plus one. Missing the first shot. Macy Thompson is right there for the putback. She knocks it in. Draws the foul. And an opportunity at a conventional three-point play as Horton's Carly Huntless will have her second foul of the game. So here we go. The adventure of the free throw line here tonight continues, and that one is not very close. Rebounding it down is going to be Horton. So Jason is 4 of 17. Driving in, Kara. What a running shot! Covers left hand spin. It's 42-29. 2:20 to go. The pass in the middle, stolen by Horton. How about Emily Keough coming up with that steal? And coming up the floor, diving is Langley. Slaps it away and knocks it out of bounds. Pulls over Chartier in the process, but she springs right back to her feet. She's just fine. And the official coming over saying, by the way, guys, this is a one-and-one opportunity. So coming to the line is going to be Piper Chartier. Piper has hit the only successful free throw by Horton tonight, and she'll hit another. Piper Chartier. And gets them both. Chartier knocks down two. And we're down to 2 minutes of play. It is 42-31. Back down with it will come. JCN, Coach Knoll taking a timeout. We'll take one with the JCN Chargers. 2:01 to go in the game. It is Jeff North 42, Horton 31.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Two on one to go in the ball game, 42-31. Jefferson County North has come from behind in this game. A game they trailed in by as many as 10. The ball inbound is going to be stolen. And now a basketball comes out of nowhere from one of the boys players who is standing on the side dribbling it, lost it, rolls out on the floor, so they had to stop the game. Here comes Horton with the basketball. They had come up with a steal, lose the fast break opportunity. As they get down court, they'll put up a three-point shot, and it will be errant. Back it will come to Jeff North. A minute 48 to go. Over pressure played by Horton. Haven't really been doing this tonight. Chase Inwood, very capable. Now plays, handling the ball up the floor. Here's Jobbins. She'll dump it over to the right side to Laird. Skips it off on top Langley. Left side it goes. Jobbins underneath to Macy Thompson. She's doubled up, tripled up, and her pass is going to be batted free, stolen. Emily Keogh comes up with it. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the ball game. The pass to the free throw line, the 16-footer off the window and good. Use that glass. Carly Huntless. Huntless hits the bucket. We're getting a timeout. With a minute 17 to go, JCN 42, Horton 33.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Nice turnout here tonight. Going to be ready to go for the guys' game, which will be coming up very shortly. We're down to the final minute, 17 of the ladies' contest. 42-33, JCN on the road here tonight has the lead. And again, Horton, after that timeout, they are going to again be applying full court pressure and pressing on the inbound play. Abby Laird will be inbounding. She'll bring it in to Thompson, back to Abby. Abby skips it, and it'll be taken by Jobbins. Batted out of her hands. It's on the floor, rolling around. JCN gets a good roll, and we've got a player on the floor. And I think maybe somebody got kind of banged up underneath the pile for that basketball. Going off under her own power. Probably going to be okay here in a second. We're going to get right back to play with a minute two to go. It'll be JC in basketball. And again, Abby Laird. Abby does a good job with that inbound. She can make the quick, adept pass. She can make the long pass with some authority. JC and Lady Chargers have it. They'll go right side. Abby dribbles to the baseline. Gets picked up on a double team. Gets it behind her to Seaver, Jocelyn out on top, Langley. Emily has it knocked away from her, picks it up, drives the left side, falling away, wants to get the shot away, and then she's going to be fouled down on the baseline left. We're down to 40 seconds to go. This foul is going to be the fourth of the evening by Kara Coversup. And Jefferson County North coming back to the free throw line where Emily Langley, with 11 points tonight, is one of four. So Emily Langley steps up. First of two, yes. So JCN has come back and kind of picked up the tempo at the free throw line during the quarter. This one, I say that, and that one doesn't go in. 43-33. And as Horton comes up the court, we've got a half a minute to play. Covers up, we'll have it on the right side. Leads to the block. Keogh dumps it back out on top. Right side, the three is launched, won't fall. Rebounding it down is JCN. And Jocelyn Seaver grabs the ball and then kind of falls over a Horton defender. That foul is going to be accredited to Emily Keogh. And again, we're going to walk to the other end of the floor with 19 seconds to go. It is a 10-point game, 43-33. JCN in front. Jocelyn looking to add to that, and her front half is good. So JCN, after going 2-for-14 at the free throw line in the first three quarters, they are 4 of 7 here in the fourth. It is 44-33. Here comes Horton down the court, 13-12, 15-foot shot. Off the window and no, but a couple of more free throws coming up. The foul by Clara Johnson will be her third. And at the line for Horton will come Piper Chartier. Remember, she needed two just a second ago. Not going to get that one. Needed just a little bit more up on that. Eyes it up again. Second one, airborne, a little bit soft as well. Rebounding it down is going to be Johnson. Down the floor with it. Here's JCN, and that's going to do it. Final score in the ladies' game tonight. It's the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers, 44, Horton 33. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only Taco John's value is...
Waiting in the wings for them to prep the floors. They'll have their game coming up shortly. Let's recap the ladies' contest. What do you say? Horton leaped down in front, 17-8 at the end of the opening quarter. Held on to a 21-17 lead at the half, but JCN overpowers him 44-33. For Horton, it was a 10-point game. For Kara, covers up. 5 apiece, Carly Hutless and Ashton Kia with Piper Chartier. 4 tonight for Kendall Knudsen and 2 each. Maddie Sturton and JoJo Switch. For Jefferson County North, it's a 1-2-3 offensive punch. Macy Thompson, 14. Emily Langley, 12. And Claire Dobbins, 10. 4 tonight for Abby Laird. It was Clara Johnson with 3. And coming off the bench, Jocelyn Thiever, 1. Horton's record now 4-13 and 1-11 in the conference. JCN will improve to 10-6, 8-4 in the NEKL. We're going to take a little bit of an interlude. You like that? I thought I'd just break that out tonight because the guys are warming up and we'll have their game coming up here before long. Final score again to the ladies' contest. Jeff North, 44, Horton, 33. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. We'll be back here with the boys' game very, very soon.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.